and welcome to Breakup Recovery Podcast. I'm Barbara Stevens and I'm a Breakup Recovery Mentor. In this episode, I have with me CJ Grace. So welcome, CJ.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
So CJ, tell me about your book called Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive, Whether You Stay or Not.
I wrote the book not only from personal experience, but also from a lot of research with other women to find out exactly how you can get over the shock and the sadness, the grief, the anger, all of that, how you get over it when you have found out that your husband has been unfaithful. That really is the meat of the book. And the bottom line is to find a way to get away from anger, to get away from wanting revenge, to getting past it. The best revenge is, in fact, to get past the need for it and to treat it as, in a way, a kick in the pants to decide how you want to live the rest of your life in a way that makes you more fulfilled and a better person than you were before.
So I guess in quite a few cases, breakups are caused because one of the parties has decided to be unfaithful and sleep with somebody else. So how do people actually decide whether they want to keep a relationship with that particular person or whether they should sever all ties and break up, separate or divorce?
It's interesting you should ask that question because the original title I had for my book was Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive If You Choose to Stay. Because initially where I was trying to rescue the relationship, stay with the guy, even though he wanted to be with his girlfriend. He actually wanted to be with his girlfriend and me as well, which didn't work for me. Having your cake and eat it, not quite right for the woman. It sounds very nice for the guy, but it's not quite right for the woman. And actually, that's one of the reasons why men do try to keep it secret and don't come clean, because they don't want to lose the comfort and all the services they get from wife back home, but they also want the excitement and passion and lack of any strings attached of having a mistress. So generally, what I found was that there was a very good chance of being able to stay together with your husband if he was willing to give up the woman and really work at the relationship. If both parties were willing to take a hard look at what was wrong with the relationship, why one party decided to stray, and really had a strong interest in keeping the marriage intact, then you would have a very good chance of the marriage succeeding. But in cases where either one party really is not that keen to keep the marriage going, either because they just can't forgive the husband or the wife for straying, even if the husband or wife wants to stay, and even if they're prepared to give up the other woman or the other man, in those cases, obviously, the marriage isn't going to succeed. And then generally, if the husband wants some kind of open relationship imposed on the wife, that really doesn't work very well either.
So what would be a tip or a piece of advice you would give somebody who has been through a breakup and their partner did sleep with somebody else? They have decided to split. What piece of advice would you give to that person to help them to move forward? Because there are so many mixed emotions, isn't there, when this happens to you, your partner, the person you loved, has strayed.
That's right. And a lot of what I write in the early part of my book is about how to let go of all those negative emotions, how to use the shock of infidelity to trigger transformation, how to learn how to relax, whether it be using meditation, finding interests, things that you're passionate about, all of those kinds of things. There are certain things you can do if you really work at it to stop feeling like hell. You find a confidant or you find confidants. You cultivate connections, both old and new. You learn how to be comfortable in your body. You, in some ways, become more hedonistic. And very important, you live in the present. Trying to live in the present is very, very effective, because if all you're doing is thinking about how he's been awful. He did this, he did that, and we had all this happiness in the past, and I wish we could get back to that. Well, you're not living in the present, you're living in the past. And if all you're doing is worrying about the future, how am I going to manage? How am I going to be able to be on my own? What's going to happen to this? What's going to happen to that? Then you're worrying about the future and not living in the present. So there are techniques you can use that can help you become calmer, let go of these unpleasant emotions that can be a roller coaster in your life. There are things you can do to get rid of those. And after you have calmed yourself down, then is the time to make the decisions whether you should stay or go, how to deal with the children, what to do with your finances, all of those kinds of things. You should be letting go of your negative emotions before you make those incredibly important decisions that will have ramifications for the rest of your life.
With your own situation, CJ, how did your husband think it was all going to work, having both a wife and a mistress?
I think a lot of men have a fantasy of being able to keep both women happy, and that it's just a question of conditioning. There are so many excuses. What this shows is a very common human flaw, that you always expect other people to put up with things that you wouldn't personally be willing to put up with yourself. So that most likely the husband wouldn't be willing to put up with you being there. Okay, you can still be my husband, and but I'm also going to be hanging out with this other guy that I'm having passion with. Most men wouldn't put up with that either. But the fact is, I have heard from so many women, not just my own situation, once it's found out, once the husband realizes that he can't keep this relationship hidden, what does he try to do? He tries to keep it going on. He wants to do the same things that he was doing before because that's what he wants. Obviously, it's not going to be what most women want. And the women that do put up with it, and I do know women who are in open relationships that have in effect been imposed on them, they do it, but are they happy? I would say no.
What things did you put in place so that you were able to deal with the infidelity and move forward?
Well, one of the important things was to cultivate connections both old and new. I found that I was, unlike my husband, I was pathologically monogamous, so much so that I had let go of all my male friends, even though they weren't friends that I ever would have had any sexual relationships with. And even my female friends, I was so busy, nose to the grindstone, looking after the business, taking care of the kids, and dealing with my husband's needs, I didn't nurture any of my own friendships. And this is a very common scenario for a lot of women. And so you do need to have that circle of connections. You need friends, you need confidants. And through those people, you learn how to get beyond and get past the hurt of what's happened with your husband. One of the problems is that your mind is churning and churning and churning about all these awful things that have happened and the shock of the fact that really you have been rejected by your husband. Because even if he says he wants to stay with you, he doesn't want to stay with you 100% if he wants to be with somebody else as well. So you need to have activities. You need to have friends. You need to have enjoyment. You need to have passions that are separate from your husband. Even if you stay together, you need to have a strong circle of friends because you can't expect your husband to be your whole life. And one of the things that I write about in my book is that the best thing is to learn how to be complete in yourself with or without a partner. And one of the problems is that you find out that if your partner's strayed and he's your whole life, well, then you're really only a fraction of the person that you should be. You really need to find a way to make your life your own rather than something that is dependent upon your husband.
That's really great advice. Do you ever have much contact with people who are the other woman or the other man?
Yes, and I write about that also in my book, Mistress, Villain or Victim. Well, in some cases, the mistress is much of a victim as the wife. So many times, the wife will react against the mistress, but not against the husband. This awful woman that's dug her claws into my man and stolen him away, and he's hapless and helpless, and he's been stolen away by this evil, nasty woman. Well, excuse me, it's a two-way street, and one difference between the other woman and your husband is that the other woman never made a vow of being faithful to you. You're not married to the other woman, you're married to your husband. So the idea of blaming the other woman more than you blame your husband is in many ways completely ludicrous.
And I guess they would also be feeling the full effects of a breakup, because really they've developed a relationship with this person. And now that relationship is finished, or let's say for this argument's sake that it has finished. So they would also be going through the grief, the anger, the hurt. And I guess they're trying to do exactly the same as the people that were in a relationship. They're trying to get through this breakup.
That's true. The only thing that I would say there, though, is that they went into it eyes open, because if you are the other woman, you know that you've gone into a relationship with a married person, whereas the wife is not an active party in the infidelity. She's just sitting there while the husband is wandering off with other women. But really, what I believe many other women believe, many women who are mistresses believe, is that somehow or other, this man that is obviously promiscuous and has obviously had relationships with other women apart from that one mistress, they think that somehow or other, they're going to change him and he's going to be faithful to them and he'll probably leave the wife. And, you know, where is the logic in that? Because you're going out with somebody who is obviously unfaithful and obviously unreliable and obviously not telling the truth, because if his wife doesn't know about what's going on, what has he not told the mistress? Mm. There's certainly, you know, you're not having an honest relationship.
Yes, and I think we can all get caught up when we're in relationships of trying to change the other person to the way we think or want them to behave.
Absolutely. And one of the problems is that men want the women to stay exactly as they were when they first met, so that all that initial honeymoon passion, they want that to stay. And the fact that the woman is usually more attractive when she's younger than when she's older, they want that to stay. So they want everything the same. And of course, that changes as women become older, as they get more involved in rearing the children and all of the dealing with all of the house stuff and dealing with a job and all of that. Obviously, you're not going to have the same kind of passion, the same kind of honeymoon relationship that you would have had in the beginning before you had all of those other things impinging on it. So men tend to want everything to stay the same. Women tend to want to be able to change somebody. So they'll fall in love with somebody and they'll notice that there's one or two aspects of their character that they don't particularly like, but they think somehow or other they're going to be able to chip away those bits and change them. Nope, not really. That rarely happens.
Definitely. Why did you start your blogs and write your book in the first place, CJ?
What happened was that I had to go to a conference about writing about how to deal with Kindle products, because my job was editing books. I was a book editor and I dealt with other people's material. I hadn't written my own book, but I was a journalist prior to working in that field. I was a journalist for the BBC and radio for many years. But one of the exercises there, even though I had gone there to find out about the technical mechanics of making a Kindle book and about marketing a Kindle book, one of the exercises was to write your own outline to a book. And I had just recently found out about my husband's infidelity. I hadn't intended to write a book about it, but I just thought, well, I can't think of anything else to write an outline about. I'll write an outline to Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive If You Choose to Stay, because that was the original title, not How to Thrive Whether You Stay or Not, which is the current title. So what happened was I wrote an outline, and then you had to do a 30-second elevator speech to the other participants in the group and sell them on your book. And an elevator speech is how long it would take for the elevator to get from one floor to another, so that if you're trying to convince somebody in that elevator in that period of time about your book. And so what happened was that I had a really good response. People really liked the idea. They thought that this was something that hadn't been done before in the same way that I was doing it. And it's amazing how many women have been touched by infidelity. So the people that I spoke to, even the men, some of the men seemed a bit sheepish, actually. They said they'd buy the book, and you wondered, well, are you going to be buying this book for your wife? You know, there was a good response to it, because adultery is one of those subjects that comes up in the news an awful lot, but there's not so much that's written about the wife left behind and how she's going to get past this devastating discovery.
Exactly. So where can people get the book Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive Whether You Stay or Not, and also read your blogs?
Adulterer's Wife, How to Thrive Whether You Stay or Not is available on Amazon. Even on Amazon in Australia, you can get it in Kindle. If you want to get the print version, you do have to go to Amazon.com. And my website, adultererswife.com, has a lot of blogs on it. The other place that you can see a lot of my blogs is on Huffington Post, because the very first copy of my book went to Arianna Huffington, and the result was that she invited me to be a contributor on Huffington Post. So I was very pleased that that happened, and I've written numerous articles for them. Those are on a wider range of subjects, actually, than the ones on my website. The ones on my website are more specifically to do with infidelity. But my website, again, adultererswife.com, and that's A-D-U-L-T-E-R-E-R-S, not O-U-S, adultererswife.com. And I hope you enjoy reading my blogs.
Thank you, CJ, for coming on Breakup Recovery Podcast. I love the idea of your book, and to help women who are in that situation where their partners have been unfaithful, you're giving them tips and ideas and strategies so that they can use, so that they can move forward. So thank you once again for sharing your story.